Friday's new USDA cattle inventory and cattle on feed reports, both of them full of these words.
The lowest numbers, the lowest.
On and on. Agriculture Department livestock analyst Shale Shagham. Some examples, the reports show the lowest overall cattle and calf inventory since at least 1973, lowest calf crop this year since 1948, lowest fed cattle marketing since at least 1996, lowest probable number of cattle outside feedlots since 1994.
The number of cattle and calves was 95 million head. The lowest number since the series began in 1973. Now, it's not possible to make comparisons to 2013 numbers because due to sequester last year, there was no July 1 cattle inventory report. However, if we make a comparison to July 1, 2012, we were down about 3% from 2 years ago. Heifers being kept for beef cow replacement on July 1st was 4.1 million head, which was down 2% from 2012. The number of heifers being kept for milk cow replacements was 3.9 million head, which was down about 5% from 2012. The calf crop was 33.6 million head, which was down about 2% from 2012 and would be the lowest calf crop since 1948.
So obviously,
all the signals in both of these reports just point towards continued tight supplies of fed cattle moving forward.
But Shagham says there's light at the end of that tunnel, as shown by the number of heifers and heifer calves in feedlots, 3.6 million, down 5% from a year ago.
And as a proportion of the total number of animals on feed on July 1st, the number of heifers on feed was 35.6% of total animals on feed compared to 36.4% a year ago. So producers are holding back heifers.
For that possible expansion of the beef herd, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.